In the days of AI and information overload from pretty much every part of the internet, there is going to be something that is so important for creators and digital product entrepreneurs to differentiate yourself and make an environment that cannot be replicated, and that is community. You are probably part of many communities yourself, and you potentially even run a community. And if you don't, it is 100% the best way to not just increase your revenue, but also give a place for people to come together, for you to support the people that are taking your courses, and in order to get that sense of something bigger than AI or easily accessible information. There is a reason why community apps have absolutely exploded, and there is a reason why people are turning to using community inside apps or platforms that they can control rather than leaving it to the Facebook gods. I've been running my own community since 2019, and back in that golden era of 2019 and 2020, a Facebook group was all you needed. It was the perfect place to bring people together. You could have your information showing up in their feed. A lot of the people in that group would be a part of it and communicating really easily and effectively. However, Facebook being Facebook and social media platforms not being your own platform and not something that you can control, unfortunately, the effectiveness and reach of Facebook groups is pretty much dead these days. Even groups with hundreds of members, you would be lucky if a handful of people were even seeing that post unless they thought to actually seek it out. So that benefit of being where people were already online is pretty much dead these days, which is why people are turning to create their communities in apps like Kajabi, Circle, things like Slack, Discord, etc. And I am going to take you through today some ways that you can create a thriving community for yourself. If you're using Kajabi or you are just community curious, I'm going to talk about why communities are important, how you can actually create your own community and some things to think about with it. And then I'm going to do a click-by-click walkthrough tutorial of how to set up a Kajabi community from scratch. Kajabi community is one of those things that when it first started out, I think there's a video on YouTube that I did back in December 2022. It was a little bit ordinary, but oh my God, has it changed? And very recently, there was a complete new interface that is rolled out to all Kajabi users. It is pretty incredible. So I'm going to show you how you can use that system to set up a community. Even if you're on the lowest plan of Kajabi, you're able to have a community because Kajabi recognizes that it's just that important. And also, when you are able to bundle community with another offer like coaching or courses, then you are able to make a whole lot more money. So that's always nice, right? But let's talk a little bit about community. Why now? Why is it so important? Well, personally, I think since 2020 and COVID, everything has changed. We have become, as you know, people all over the world, so much more insular. And whilst, you know, everyone is now out and free to pretty much go wherever they wanted, that whole fact that everyone went online has made these online spaces just so much more normal and accepted. Sure, you may have your activities where you're meeting people in person, and I personally love doing that, but it is also fantastic for time zones, for people who are busy. Maybe people don't have that opportunity to actually get out and meet together. But not only that, you're able to create really niche specific communities with people all over the world, and you're able to bring people together in a safe online space. And I think that, you know, with the more tools and access to all of these things to learn, like AI, as I mentioned, I'm a big, big fan of AI, but it does make it really easy for people to just learn in isolation. Yet what people are craving is community. I'm not sure if you were around in the online space at the beginning of, I think it was 2022, end of 2021, or no, maybe it was the end of 2021. Can't exactly remember the days, but the launch of Clubhouse. Clubhouse was huge because we had been in the space during COVID where everyone had been in isolation, and all of a sudden there was this platform where you could connect with each other and talk with people in real time. And there were rooms and groups of people of hundreds, if not thousands, suddenly coming together from all over the world. And it was really magical. And that is because people were seeking out connection. Connection is something you absolutely cannot replicate. And communities are a way to do that. even if it is online. Obviously, coming together, you know, there's nothing better than that. But online and the way that we have tools now that are enabling it to become better and for people to become closer is such a special thing. And being able to curate communities is like a superpower. It's something that we have at our fingertips. And if you want to be that person who curates that community, brings people together and forges that space, it is a very special thing in our very noisy digital lives. It's a place where people can come for safety, for connection, for chatting with each other, learning, maybe learning from you as the mentor. And when you build a community, you're not just building a product. You're not just building another way to make money online. It is so much more than that. So I think communities are really powerful, but they're not just a place where people chat. It is that place where you lead. It's a place where people can hang out. They can meet new people that they otherwise wouldn't have met. It is a place where people can go a little bit deeper into your world. So maybe it's a place where they can ask questions. They can meet other people that have the same questions and not feel alone, because that's one of the challenges, right? People are so alone, especially if they're doing things that are outside of their local community. And when you have that moment, when you meet people, even if it is online, when they think that, you know, the way you do and you have the same interests, it is absolutely magical. It's that little spark. And that's what we're creating. We're creating places for those sparks to form and for people to be able to access not just you, but most importantly, each other, because they might come into your world for your coaching or to learn from you through your program. But what's going to keep them in the world is that connection. You know, sometimes you can have those special moments where you will meet other people, even if it is online. I met a group of girls online right back in 2021, I believe it was, and we connected and still met up for years following that, even though we had all long gone past the course, just because that was how special it was. We got to know each other. It was beyond the community. So one of the things, though, to make a community unique and special and foster all of that connection and communication is that it needs to have a leader. And if you are setting up the community, that will need to be you or someone that you appoint to that leadership role. There is a bit of a myth around that when you create a community that everyone will just come together and it will just happen. But think about if you were going to have a party or some other kind of event. It needs a host or a hostess. You need someone to direct people in, tell them where to go, maybe make introductions if people don't know many people, and look at ways that you can bring the people at that party together, because the party isn't great just because it exists, just like a community won't be great just because it exists. You have to take that role of doing the things to bring people together, making those conversation starters, the icebreakers, doing things to foster engagement. And if that is not you that is doing that, then having someone in your community who has that role. That can be someone that you pay, or in some communities for clients that I work with, it's actually people who are part of the community, people who are really active members, and you can invite them to kind of step up and have that moderator or leadership role within your community. But it is so important that you do have someone leading it. You gotta have someone who's kind of setting the tone and setting the vibe and nudging those conversations. If you were a party host and you saw everyone kind of standing around awkwardly going, I don't know what's going on here, then you would take that role in person of connecting people, of doing things to be like, hey, this is what we're doing next. You know, if anyone doesn't know, you know, the restroom's over there, the drinks are here, the food's in, you know, out the back. Feel free to use the swimming pool. Like whatever it is that is going on, you would set the scene and let people know. You wouldn't assume that people would just rock up and make it up on their own. And they might, you might be able to have a party like that, but it's probably going to end up a little bit chaotic and there could be some people who don't feel very involved. So just do remember that a community does require a leader, and that leader is going to be you or someone who you ask to fill that role. It's not one of those set and forget, like passive type products that you can just set up and it'll just be there. If you want it to be successful and if you do want it to be thriving, then you have got to drive that. Now, what's going to bring people together is having that kind of shared theme or a shared identity. Having a community that just exists without something, some sort of thread to bring people together is going to be a little bit vague and probably less successful. Usually people might be doing things like working through a program at the same time. Maybe they have a shared interest. It could be something to support coaching where you're like, hey, you know, share your wins and share what you're working on. It could be an accountability type of thing. But people need to feel safe in the community in order to share. And again, that's part of your leadership role as the person in charge of the community, is to foster an environment where they do feel safe to share, making sure that there are rules and boundaries. And if there are people that cross those boundaries, that they are not allowed to stay in the community. That is part of that leadership role. That's maybe not the sexy fun stuff, but it's important for everyone else in the community to feel safe. Sometimes it can feel really vulnerable, especially when you are not in person, because it is online and you're putting things out there. Sometimes it can feel like you're doing it into the void. But one of the things that I love about communities as well is, as well as being text-based, which is, you know, a way you could have it like a forum or a chat room, you can do things where you have events and bring people together. You can put people into breakout rooms so they get to know other people in the community better. You can encourage them to make connections with each other and host events that are going to make those connections deeper than just something that is text-based, depending on what people want in your community. So definitely make sure that making them feel safe is a priority. If there are things that will go against that, that you take steps to remove that person or those types of comments from the community. And that is going to depend on your audience, the type of people that are in there. Sometimes that psychological safety can come from you curating the audience. So if it is a really tight knit where you're really encouraging people to share deeply, making sure that there is the right type of people that are all going to work together really well and really, you know, diving into making sure that there, you know, anything is not going to leave the community, that you really talk about those terms of service in a way with people so that they understand where things are at. Because people are going to stay in communities where they feel supported. They're also going to stay in communities where they feel seen and where they feel part of it, which comes back to that role that you have of being the leader and making sure that you that people's posts are getting commented on if necessary, that you are highlighting things that happen. You can use things that are automated. Communities like Kajabi communities, which I'll show you in a sec, have leaderboards and things, so people are rewarded for actively being a part of the community, and that can be really nice as well. Now, whilst I love communities, I will just say they're not for everyone. So you may not be ready for a community if right now you don't have the capacity to show up for a community, because it does need that active role. It isn't going to work on its own. And often I'll see people going, "No, I started a community and, you know, no one's really engaging, no one's really interacting. It must be the tool." And then they'll go, "Oh, maybe if I use School or Circle, it'll be better." And often I would suggest it's not the tool. It's that you need to really look at what you are doing to foster it. Are you doing engagement posts? Are you connecting people and telling them how to be part of the community? Do you have an onboarding to show people around and how to use whatever it is, even if it is a Facebook group or Slack? Are you tagging them in comments? Do they know what's going on a weekly or monthly basis? Is there like a schedule or a rhythm? Are you inviting them to be part of live calls? Have you told them to download the app to make it easier for them to access the community? There are a lot of things that you can do. And if you don't have the capacity for that, and you just kind of want to set it up and leave it to sit there, it may not get the results or the return that you want. So do make sure that you've got the capacity to be showing up and to be, you know, that leader whilst you want people in the community to engage. And I know that's, you know, so many people are like, "Oh, can't everyone in the community just do it?" Yes, they could. But just like that party host situation, if you just help, you know, put a party on and said, "Hey, I'm going to have this great party," and then you weren't even there and disappeared, you are relying on everyone else to decide what it's going to be like and to communicate with each other. And generally, it's not going to go so well. Whereas if you have a party, it has a theme, people know what to do, they turn up and they're like, "Oh man, this is really cool. Like, this host is in, you know, introducing me to other people, and I've got all these opportunities to connect with others." It will feel a lot less stressful and more likely that people are going to want to engage. The other thing I just want to touch on really quickly is that you don't have to call it a community. And communities are often part of memberships. Like, communities can be something that exists on their own, or it can be, you know, a main part of a membership. I'm actually going to talk about memberships on their own in a couple of days. But for now, we're just talking about the community aspect of it, the bit where you bring everyone together. But it doesn't have to be, you know, the community. There's so many different ways. I would suggest, you know, our friend ChatGPT or Googling like ideas for names for communities. Could be like the circle, the club, you know, the studio, the table if you're in an artsy kind of world, the practice space. You know, there's a lot of different ways that you can name it, so it feels kind of like less corporate, because sometimes people will say, yeah, community sounds sort of a bit forced. We call ours the advisory. We're the Unicorn Advisory, and that's where you come for advice. But it is completely up to you what you call it. And then if you are using something like Kajabi and some other tools as well, but I know you can do this in Kajabi, the different areas of that you can also rename to match your brand and your style. You don't have to have like live meetups or the leaderboard or challenges or anything like that. You can rename it so it really suits your business. And I'll show you where that you can do that. You could just call, you know, the channels or the circles like rooms or topics, your challenges. Maybe you could call them quests. I love quests. Or missions, hangouts, town halls, you know, live Q&As, check-ins. You know, there's so much that you can do to sort of make it feel exactly what it needs to suit your type of business. Now, I touched before on why use a tool for your community, like a software tool, rather than something like a Facebook group. Like, Facebook groups do have pros. They are, you know, reasonably low friction. A lot of people are really familiar with Facebook. But the main downsides and the main reason that I have seen a lot of clients and I myself have moved away from Facebook groups is that visibility. Facebook are really throttling the reach of your group. And even though you have tools like tagging everyone, that gets so tedious. And if someone's in 100 groups and everyone uses that, you know, everyone tag, then you just ignore it and it feels, you know, less special. If you are not actively engaging on that group, you will not see almost all of the posts in that group come up, which again is super, super frustrating, because if you're running a group and you're curating it, it's hard when people aren't actually seeing what is going and the majority of it is just going, you know, completely past them. The other main reason that I don't love Facebook groups is controlling the access, who gets access to the group. We had to have an email that went out every time someone canceled and said, please remember at the end of the month to go and remove this person from the Facebook group. It was a really manual process. When you're using software, you can have all of that automated. They get instant access as soon as they sign up. And, you know, at the end of the period when they cancel or if they don't pay, the access will be automatically removed. And that, depending on how many members that you have, can be so much easier for admin. You can use things, and some people use things like Discord, but often that can feel really techie. And that's one of the challenges, is trying to get this platform that most people are familiar with and use. And it's a challenge that everyone has. And even though there are a number of different options, even Facebook, that's one of the problems now, is a lot of people don't use Facebook anymore. It was pretty much ubiquitous, you know, for a period of time where everyone had Facebook. And I think, you know, over COVID and, you know, with chaos, elections, algorithms changing, all the things, a lot of people are moving away from it. And at least when you have your own community space that you curate on a community style app, people aren't getting bombarded with notifications. It's one of the challenges, you know, when you are doing it in somewhere else, like if you've got Slack and people have Slack from different companies and everything else going on, the notifications are going to go a little bit crazy and things can be lost. So, as well, you can have, if you are using something like Kajabi Communities, you will have great branding that's going to be able to integrate with the rest of your offers, your courses, your coaching. It's going to be in one system, and being able to really brand it, change the colors, make it feel like you and your thing. And especially if you combine Kajabi Communities with a Kajabi branded app, that's kind of going next level. And it may not be something that you want to do immediately when you start, but that gives you even more customization. And it means they're going to your app, just getting notifications from you. They're not, your students aren't accessing from the Kajabi Communities app. They're actually accessing their community and courses and coaching right from within your own branded app. So I have talked a little bit about branded apps before. I think it is an absolutely fantastic tool, and it is very much worth the extra money if you are running a community, especially. But you know, that is a more advanced thing. So it depends on where you're at for your business. It does mean people can access on the go. So I would suggest whatever it is that you're using, whether it's Circle, Kajabi Communities, anything that is able to be accessed from an app that is going to increase engagement rather than something that's only on a computer. And again, it depends on your audience and where they are likely to be as well. I'm going to show you around Kajabi Communities if you want to have a little look. And if you do have any questions as I'm going through this, please do let me know because this is a start to finish. I'm setting this up on a brand new account that has never had community. So we are going to go from scratch, set everything up because one of the reasons why I love communities as a product and why I think it's a really good place to start is you can think of it in the same way that you did with Facebook groups in the past, where you could create a free community as a fantastic starter offer. It could be something as a way to get people into your world so you get their email address and you can start engaging with them and they can get to know you without even having to have any other products. And you can get started in probably an hour or two at the most. Create a handful of graphics. You could probably squeak by without them. And you can get started. So I vote that we go in. So we're going to go into our Kajabi dashboard, down to all products, and we're going to click on new product. It is then going to ask us what we will create. We are going to do community, which will create the community. Now, something to bear in mind is when you create a community in your Kajabi account, you get one community. And then within that community, you get different, they call it access groups, which are different tiers of membership. So if you wanted to have, say, a free tier and a paid tier, or a low ticket tier and a high ticket coaching tier, like different parts of your community, and some people get access to all of it, and some people only get access to some of it, that is how you will create it, through creating access groups, which we'll do next. But the community as a whole is one thing. So when you are choosing the title for your community, do make sure that it's going to be something that's going to suit multiple levels if you are planning on doing that. So we're just going to call this Wanderers. This is for my site, Wander Meaningfully, Wanderers Village. I'm not going to put a description in here now, but I certainly could, and I'll show you where that shows up. That's going to come just here on the community. Bringing digital nomads and slow travelers together. So this is the settings for your community itself. I don't actually have an image, so I'm just going to leave this one for now. But you can create an image that's going to show up here. We'll just use the default for now. You can just do that in Canva. Now, what this access group is this is where I was talking about the different levels of access or the different tiers. You can just have one. And if you have one, then you can just call that, like, I'm just going to call it home for now, but you can choose whatever you want. In another community that I run, I have different levels for the different things that I'm doing. Like in my main Unicorn Advisory community, we have an area for the fireside chats, the Kajabi fireside chats. And that is more like kind of a pop-up challenge community that we run just when the fireside chats are going. So that way it's something that where it goes for a limited period of time. Also had the Unicorn Heroes membership community. And at another point, I did a different challenge. It only ran for a week. So I had the Cash In With Kajabi challenge and I brought people in for a short period of time. So think of it in the same way, where you have that kind of overall umbrella and then you might have groups, just as if you would have different groups for your Facebook. You might have one access group per course, for example. Do bear in mind that access groups, as of today, take up one of your product limits. Now, Kajabi did tease on Facebook a couple of weeks ago that that is going to be changing. I really hope it does. And the limits on that may be taken off. So it may be that we get unlimited access groups or a certain number. I don't know what that's going to be. I hope that it will change. But right now, so just to depend on your plan, each access group that you add will be taking up one of your product slots. Okay, so we're just going to call that home. I just didn't think about naming that, so I didn't get organized in advance. I am going to make this one free for now. We could skip it. What this is doing is creating the checkout or offer. So this is how people actually get access to your community. So I'm going to make this one free. If you've already got access or you're adding community onto something else, you can just click on to skip. This is just if you are just doing the community as its own thing. Communities can also tie really nicely with newsletters if you have like a paid newsletter product, something along those lines. You can have it so that when someone buys the paid newsletter, maybe they get access to the community as a part of it. All right, so we have got our basic community set up, and this is where we're going to start customizing it. So the bit that I told you before, the name of the community and this little description here, this is where this is going to show up. If we had added our image, it's going to come in here, and I am added there as the community founder. We have two navigation areas currently. So this home, which I could probably rename to something better, this will be where the main part of the action happens. And if you have multiple access groups, multiple areas, then you will see, you know, the menu will go name of access group and then the things, the channels that you're adding in here, and then another one will be underneath it. So you'll have options and people will only see the parts that they get access to. These areas here, everyone in your community will see them. So do bear that in mind. So let's go first into changing some of our settings and customizing this and making it a little bit more pretty. Okay, I need some dramatic music. So this is the URL name. So if you wanted to change that, so we can see it up here that it's communities/V2 that will go away at some point. That's the new one that's come out. Wanderers Village. So if you wanted to change that to something else, do bear in mind if you have put any links to it out that you will need to update those. We can add social links here. So if you've got Facebook profiles, Instagram, LinkedIn, if you want to link out to a different website, YouTube, et cetera, you can add all of those in here and it's going to use these icons and they will show up in the homepage. I'll just add one just so we can see what it's going to look like. And we'll just say, okay, we'll just leave it like that so we can see it. The community guidelines that I talked about, that is really helpful. This is what we were talking about before. ChatGPT is 100% your friend to create community guidelines. This is something that people are going to see as soon as they join. So I definitely recommend just laying out like what is and isn't okay inside your community. You can add a graphic for that there as well. If you leave it blank, then there won't be community guidelines, but people do have to say, yes, I accept before actually coming into your community. So it can be a good thing to set up. And when we come into advanced, this is where we choose what the naming is. So I might call, instead of a member, I might call the members a wanderer. And this one, plural, might be wanderers. And, you know, we might call, instead of moderators, we could call them travel agents or something. I don't know if that makes sense, but I'm just making this up as we go along so that you can kind of get a sense of what I mean when I say you can make it anything that you want. So you can change. This is the nomenclature that's used throughout your community. We don't need to save that one. We're then going to go into the different areas that we can customize. So email notifications, 100% go and look through these. You can choose what notifications are going out to your customers. Now, something to bear in mind, and this, I still need to get a 100% confirmation from Kajabi on this, but the emails that go out from your community are on a different system to the main emails of your Kajabi product. So people may choose to unsubscribe from your community emails, but they will still stay on your main list and vice versa. So just be careful about the number of emails that you are sending out. You might want to just go through this and customize it a little bit. And you can also optionally send a weekly digest and then choose what's included in that weekly digest. And I think that can be really helpful to encourage people to come back to your community. I always think it's a great idea to sort of highlight some of the conversations that have happened. And this is going to do that automatically. It will save you having to do it. If there are challenges that are coming up, it will highlight those popular conversations. If there is some kind of event or meetup that is happening, you can include that. So you can choose what goes into that weekly digest. Something you'll absolutely want to do is customize the actual email itself. Upload your logo, choose your accent color. If we go and look at it, just how it is, this is the color that is going to be in here. There is an option to turn this section on or off. If you're not using a branded app, This is going to prompt them to download the Kajabi Communities app, your students. So anyone who gets these buttons and links, it's going to take them to Kajabi Communities, and that's how they'll be able to access your communities. There is a Kajabi Communities app. I definitely recommend making sure that you update all of this so that it doesn't say Kajabi. And these links as well are going to point to Kajabi and this blue button. So if we want to change it and make it our own color, we can just change the hex color here. So we can change that to our own color. This is for emails only. I'm going to show you where to change it everywhere else. Put your address in there, your marketing contract address, the same as what you would do in the main part of Kajabi, because this is for mass marketing emails. It's a legal requirement. And if you don't put it in, it's going to show up as Kajabi's address because they need to have something in there. And you probably don't want that to happen. So do put, you know, your details in. And then these are those hyperlinks. So that was showing up in this part of the email here down the bottom. So you can't change the wording from help center, contact support, and privacy policy. You just need to link it to your own. We can see we've changed the orange so it's updated a little bit here. So these are the links. If you don't want those to show up, if you don't want these three things, so you basically just need to point them to your own references. If you don't have all of those or you don't want them to show up, just uncheck that and it won't go in the email. And this is that choosing whether you want the Kajabi, that graphic that's at the bottom, to show up in the email. And thankfully, Kajabi have changed it. Oh, I thought I did turn that off. It has not turned off. Okay. Not sure why they're still there, but it could just be a glitch. And then obviously I didn't change the address, so it hasn't updated the address and it's still showing Kajabi's. But yeah, so if you have a Kajabi branded app, I'm so excited. In the last week or so, they've said that any of those links to Kajabi communities are now going to open up in your branded app. So I won't nerd out with my happiness over that. And of course, you can load up your logo. I definitely recommend doing that as well, so that that's going to appear at the top of all the emails that come out from your community. So next, we're going to talk about gamification. This is super cool and is a brand new feature of Kajabi. It actually ties really nicely with the gamified themes that you can get, both the ones that are incorporated within Kajabi and the awesome Gammaflix and Gamify themes from Jiffy Courses. I love them very much. I will be actually doing a workshop with Bastian from Jiffy Courses on gamification at some stage in the next month or two. We're going to show you some cool tips and tricks, and a lot of that is able to be used here in the community as well. It's not something that you need to set up immediately, but I think it can be really cool to add different things. So we might have a title, we might have like founding member, and then we'll add a condition that they have to have purchased something, completed a challenge. So if we go into a course, you would then choose which course that they own. If they've completed in a lesson, a specific lesson in the course, then you would choose which one. If they have purchased something, so you say if a member of, and then choose. So you can say if you are a member of, like Home is the name of that the access group that I created, then you can give them a title. So everyone in the community could have a title, which is really nice. If they have completed a challenge, I don't have any challenges, but we could say, oh, actually, no, it's on numbers. So we could say completed a specific challenge or completed a number of challenges. So, you know, maybe there'll be Challenge Master is the name of the title. If they have posted a certain number of posts, you can assign them a title. If they have done a certain number of comments, if they have points, points are given to them when they do certain activities within your community. Again, you can give them some type of titles, and you can do multiples of these. So it's kind of like badges that people earn, and gamification in this way is really, really powerful. And it's really powerful when, you know, how I was talking before, saying, you know, as the leader, you've got to show up and encourage people to engage. This is a way to help you do that without you literally having to be there. So spending a little bit of time to create this is really going to help people. There is something about digital badges. I am addicted to the badges that are on my Apple Watch. And every time, you know, there is something that I complete, I'm like, yeah, I just got some pixels. But, you know, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you're working towards something. Meetups, you can put meetups, which is the live rooms, which I'll show you. If there's a certain number of meetups that you know, that they've been to, you can set the name of those badges. Now, this is the points. So for every activity that someone does within your community, you can choose a number of points that they get. So these are all set to a certain amount, but you can absolutely go and change them. So then on that points tally, that will add up, and you can have rewards, whether that is under the actual leaderboard, like the total number of points per month or forever. So it's a good idea to choose the points very early on, because let's just say you decide 100 points is too much for a challenge, and some people have gone through and got the 100 points and others are then only going to get 10 points. Those people will permanently be, you know, at the top of the leaderboard that got those early points. So just try and sort of think about what it is, and then maybe don't change that one around too much. I mean, it's not the end of the world, but it could be nice if you keep it clean and consistent for all of your members. But yeah, those titles, those gamification badges, they will be added, you know, in multiple places. So I'm just going to add one really quickly. So I'm just going to say is a member of Home. We'll call this founding member, and we can then upload an actual badge here, like a graphic, and we will choose a reward. This one we're just going to say being awesome. We can also add another reward if we want to, and if you do have a graphic or an image, you will be able to use that as well, and so then they will have those showing up on their profile, and you know, you can do other things like set emails to go out and stuff as well. So customization, this is choosing the colors. You can choose a specific custom color to match your brand. So I'm just going to go and put our brand color in here. You can choose the saturation and the lightness level of it, which is kind of cool. Or you can just choose one of these. You can choose light mode or dark mode, but people, when they're using their community, they are going to be able to choose that themselves as well, which is nice. And this is choosing what is going to happen within your community, how the layout is going to be. So a feed is where everything goes in chronological order, no matter how many different channels or circles that you have available. This is sort of like the combination of everything, and you choose what you want that to be called. So you can turn that on or off. Announcements, if you want to have that, yes, not being literally called an announcement, you can change the name of that. Challenges, you can choose to turn this on or off, and again, change the name. Maybe you want to have it called onboarding, or maybe challenge is something you run ongoing and maybe that name doesn't work. So again, you can change the name in here. Channels, this used to be called circles. It's only recently changed in the last week or so. So if you see any reference to circles within Kajabi communities, that is what it's referring to. It's like the different topic areas. So, you know, maybe you want to change that to topic and topics rather than channel. So that is able to be customized. Gamification, you can choose whether you want the leaderboard to be visible to members, to founder, admins, and moderators, or disabled. So that is, can people go and look up on the leaderboard and see where everyone else is? Again, some people want that, some people don't. And you can also choose the challenge leaderboard, which is different to that points-based leaderboard. And again, choose the naming of that. You might want it to call points. You might want to, I don't know, I again did not think in advance of what you could call it other than points, but I'm sure there's lots of things that you could, you know, come up with. And again, it's that customizability that you can make it completely your own. Meetups, again, turn them on or off depending if you want to use that live room feature. So communities has the option for you to host video calls and go live with your members, kind of like that Zoom type functionality. And you don't need to call it meetups. We call them live Q&As. The Kajabi partner community calls them town halls. You could call them, you know, get-togethers. There's so many different things. One of my clients teaches Irish, so she has the Irish name for meetups as what that is. So completely customizable, and you can choose to turn it on or off. And this is that live room, whether you want this to be on or off, and you can have it that people have to wait to get in, or it can be always open so they just come in as soon as you know, that meeting time is starting. And again, you can choose that to be live or lives. You can also choose the level of communication, whether people can message the founder, whether you want the member directory to be visible or hidden, and whether you want the founder's profile to be visible or hidden. So it just gives you that additional level of customization. There's a few emojis in there for reactions. And again, you can choose these to be what you want. Maybe you don't want that to be inspired. Maybe you just want that one to be like, the good old like, or vote or something like that. You can change all of these to be how you want, but these are the emoji options for the responses. Next, we are going to talk about challenges. Oops, hang on, we'll go back and make sure that has saved. So this is kind of what doing all of this part. This is the majority of the work of setting up the community the first time. Go through and do all this customization. A lot of it you can always just come back and do later, especially if you're like, all right, I'm motivated. I want to start a community this weekend. It's just some sort of going into the detail to show you. But oops, I'm just going to go back because it's not saving for some reason. There could be something that I have done weird. So, okay, leave and discard changes. Okay. So challenges, this is where you can create challenges. And you've got the option to do a one-time challenge or a recurring challenge. And you can choose how long someone gets to do it and if they want this to be under a series, or you can create a new series. So we might, I'm going to create a series now. We're going to do this as a recurring challenge. So starting from today, we'll create this every week for 3 weeks. Perfect. This gives us an idea of some types of challenges that you could create. So you can either do it from scratch. I am going to do 3 weeks of new experiences. That sounds like a great thing for a travel community. It's going to give us a title and description. Obviously, it's just giving you placeholder content so that you can expand on that and make it your own, or you can just set it up from scratch. So it's giving a little description. It's choosing which access group will be able to see the challenges. Now, that can be helpful if challenges are something that you want to include in a paid community but not free, or that you only want it to be available for certain members. And if you want, you can add a prize, which can be a nice, cool incentive for people to actually take action. So we're just going to pick a random photo. We can upload a photo here. I'll show you what it's going to look like in a sec. So this random photo looks pretty fine for a travel challenge, but you might want to create your own graphics. And it's then going to say, all right, challenge is starting today, the 2nd of May, and people have until the 9th. It is currently active and these ones are scheduled. So I'll show you once we go back to what that is going to look like. You can actually put challenges into series, which is where there's kind of like sequential things that people will do like one after another, or they can just be one-off challenges. It's totally up to you. Meetups is something that I do find people use a lot in community, and this is where you choose which group is going to automatically get access to the recordings. So once the recording is uploaded, you can also move it around in terms of who has access. But this can be determined by, you know, maybe your live calls and live Q&As, like that aspect of it is only, again, for like a paid or a higher ticket tier, and the low ticket tier or the free tier doesn't get access. So if you have more than one access group, you'll be able to see them here and choose. If you want everyone to see them, usually what happens when you're setting up that community architecture or structure, if you have multiple access groups, the higher ones will also have access to the lower. So if we had, imagine this was, everyone access, and then we had VIP, for example, I would put this to everyone access so that both the low tier and the higher tier are able to access it, but it's all completely optional. And this is just where it does them automatically, and you can always move them later. And you will see previous meetups in here once you do start actually setting them up. Now, these channels, this is where at the moment we've got one. We've got Q&A, but we're going to create a new channel. You can do it in this part in the settings or actually in the community itself. We're going to do it in this part for now. So we're going to be, this one's going to be share your stories. Stories, and you can think of these as like topics or areas for discussion. Now, one of the things that can go wrong when you set up communities is having too many. So I definitely recommend to start with less rather than more in the beginning. You know, 3 or 4, maybe 5 is probably all you need. And then you can find if there's one particular aspect or one channel or circle that is getting all of the comments, maybe you might look for topics or something that you can pull out of it. Or maybe you can, you know, just play around with how the channel thing is set up, but don't put too many. I wouldn't do like share your stories from Asia, share your stories from America, share your stories from Europe, share your worst travel experience, like having all those like quite tightly defined. It works generally better in the beginning when things are a bit broader, and then you can tighten it up if you need to, if you find that one particular area is just getting flooded and there's so many things and you want to split it out a little bit. So this would be travel adventures. And again, you can add these in afterwards. are amazing. Tell everyone about yours. You can put some more information. This is sort of telling people what the purpose is. And again, we'll choose the access group. Every channel or circle has to be assigned to an access group. You can only choose one. So that's where, again, thinking about that tier structure, choose it to go to the lowest one if you want both groups to get it. You have the option of a feed or a chat. So a feed is that Facebook style kind of threaded post environment where you'll put a post, you can put a picture in it and people will comment underneath it and their comments will be threaded underneath it. The chat style is literally like a WhatsApp chat where it's like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, where people can reply and they can mention a previous thing, but it's like a stream of chat as opposed to a feed where it's a little bit more organized. Totally optional. You may even decide to have, you know, one part of it, like which is a chat, which is general chit chat comments or something, and then the structured version of it more in, with the feed. You have more options with the feed with what you can do as well with things like scheduling. So definitely I would recommend to at least have one feed and potentially one chat as well. Now, this privacy aspect of it is really interesting. So privacy is going to enable you to have a certain channel. I'm going to actually set a different one up so you get an idea of what we could use this for. Generally, you're going to want this to be public, just public, nothing else. So I'm going to create this and I'm going to show you a situation where you would use a private channel. So we're going to go new channel and we might call this one moderators. And this is where you choose specific people to be part of that. Now, they have to already be part of, have access to the access group, but it could be moderators or it could be, you know, a certain group of people where you only want those people from your community to chat. That's what the private one is. And there is no way to automate access to it. You have to manually add people and remove them. So I wouldn't recommend using this widely. I have thought of using this as an individual, like Voxer style channel within a coaching VIP area. So maybe you'll have an area or a channel that's for everyone, and then an individual channel for each person to go back and forth. If they allowed us to do audio Voxer style, I would set that up in a heartbeat and never use Voxer, excuse me, again, but it's not quite there yet. So that's another way that you can do it. But again, it's all manual access at this point. So I'll just set this one up so we can see what it looks like. This one might just be a chat and we'll call it under this home access group. Oops. Team chat. And so other people in the community who are not part of this, I'm just going to give me, I'm the only member at the moment, will not be able to see that because it's private. So that way you manually add people in and they can only be added once they are a part of that access group. So we've got a couple of things here. We've got a chat thread. Announcements are something that is helpful to use sporadically, especially if you've got your email notifications set up for announcements. This can be something that is like community-wide for everyone, or it could be just something that only goes to one specific channel, and you can choose to email that as well. It will stick, so we'll just do if you pin it. So we'll just pin. So new community is here. It's awesome, and you can upload an image as well, but we're just going to keep it simple for now. So this will, when we have this, we're going to come back out here to our not in the settings, to the main part, and this is going to add that banner across the top. Now, I don't know if you remember when we first started, it was blue, and now we have changed this to our brand color. It's got some options in here for different colors. It's changing the brand color throughout, which is really nice. Definitely need to update the image now, but this is an example of what an announcement looks like. You can put more information in there and people will be able to click into it. That's also going to go out on email if you have email announcements chosen. So I recommend that as a way if you want to make sure people are going to see things. However, don't overuse it because they are going to get an app notification when there is an announcement, and they're going to get an email notification if you have that option checked. So if you're sending out announcements every day, it can get a little bit much. So use them sparingly so that people, you know, don't stop paying attention. Once someone has read it, they can just close that out, and you can also take it off when you want to. But in order to make it look even prettier, let's go in here and add a cover photo. So a cover photo needs to be these dimensions, 1512 by 1588. Now, I have set up something. I'm just going to show you this. I set it up earlier in Canva. I just had some thumbnails, some regular, you know, product size thumbnails that I just changed in Canva by clicking onto resize and then choosing that custom size and actually typing it in 1518x8552. You can do it so it's just plain images that are going to come to that size. You could just add in a regular image and hope it crops well. But when you actually create in Canva to the specific size, then this is the exact image. So this is the one that I've created earlier. So we're just going to go and choose that and load it in. So this one's got the graphic. I've just added like some text to it, like I've just called this one home. You don't have to do that. You could just add an image just so it looks nicer. And we're going to save that here. So it's a way that you can bring a bit of extra color and, you know, finesse to your community and make it look prettier and better. So you can do that in here. We can also do that in other areas as well. Can we do it in challenges? Maybe we can just do it in home. I thought we could do it into the Q&A area. We cannot. Okay. Apologies. I thought we could add some extra images in here. But yeah, just being able to add images throughout in the actual posts as well. I recommend having pinned posts. So I usually go in and I will write a post and I'll actually add an image to it. So you can come into your image area in your post and you can choose. I'm just going to pick this one, no text, just so you can see what I'm talking about. And you can just say, welcome, please, please share where you're living right now. So we are just going to go and post this so that when someone comes in here, they're going to see something immediately up the top. And even though this image size isn't perfect, it is going to show and just give some visual interest to the page. So just like on Facebook, how, you know, you can have text posts and text plus image. Don't be shy about adding that. We can see that I have the founder badge here, which we set up in that gamification. And you can then choose to pin that to home or pin that to the Q&A or both. Now, when we go home, we can see that even though other feeds, because this is where all the feed is going to go, these things are going to show up first. And if that image was a square size image, it would fit in there a little bit nicer. I just picked a random size just for what I was doing. So any pinned posts, I would recommend not having kind of more than three because then people are going to have to scroll across to see them. But these are going to show up at the top of the feed. And in your actual channel or circle area, like this topic Q&A area, they are going to show here, and then all the other ones are going to show because you can choose whether you want it to be newest, oldest, most popular, or latest activity, and that is able to be set at the customer, like the challenge, the community person's end as well. They can choose how they want to display that. You can see our challenges that we set up earlier are now showing up here. We can go to them via challenges or we can click right on here to this challenge area. And we can see those challenges that we set up, which is, again, a nice way to get people engaging in your community and be a part of it. And so for someone to take part in a challenge, try something new every day. I would recommend with these, we're actually saying, hey, make sure to join and then share your thoughts. People can add attachments. So you might want to say, share a picture, which is this attachment area. And then as people start adding and joining the challenges, other people can comment on it and like their posts as well. And if you do have it so that it's a prize, the person with the most likes on their post is going to win that prize. So that is optional. So that's a great way to be able to get people to take part in your community, or you can just turn it off. If you're like, I like that idea, but I don't want to do it now, just slide it off for now in the settings and then bring it in later. The meetups, we haven't done meetups, so we're going to create one of those really quickly. So this might be a monthly get together. So this will be sit around the campfire and share travel stories. So we're going to create a new meetup. It's brought us into here. And we are going to be call this Campfire Travel Stories. Now you've got the option here of using, you can make this an event at an actual location. So you could use an address. This is going to be virtual. You could use Zoom or something else if you don't want to use Kajabi's live room, or we can use the live room. So we will use live here and we can choose when we want this to start. We will do this next Friday at 9 p.m. So campfire travel stories, you can choose your time zone. You can have this as a repeating one if you want. Let's get together and talk travel. You can fill a little bit more information in that if you want to. And this is where you choose a channel in order to get updates. Now, I would recommend not using a private channel for this. This can be one of those ones. So we might put this under share your stories because this works really well with that. And that means that is going to send a notification to that channel so someone will see a new post pop up and it will be reminding them of this. I'm just going to leave that image here just for now, but you can upload the image that you choose into that, that meetup. Definitely recommend using images. It makes it look really nice. And then we can see now when we come back into our community, we now have a meetup set here. So it's appearing on the side here. We can click into it and we are going to see here. This is on. The person can choose if they're RSVPing. It says, I'm going. But if someone hasn't yet RSVP'd, it will say RSVP. They can add it to their calendar, which is really helpful. It will add a link in there. And you can actually download a CSV of the attendees as well so that you know who is going. It's very awesome. I think I've covered most of the things. You can also DM members as well. So you can actually send direct messages if you have that turned on. And there is no one in there for me to DM at the moment because this is a brand new community. I would suggest if you are going to set up a community, two things that I would highly recommend. First thing, get a few friends or people that you know to come into the community early so you can test all these things out yourself. Go on the app, send each other messages, maybe even create like a circle called testing or something that you can delete, because let's just say we did not want this moderator one anymore. We can come in here. Actually, no, we have to do it from, oops, hang on, this is changing the emoji. I apologize. So you can change the icons for them. I'm just going to cancel out of here. We're going to come into this moderators here. Let's say we wanted to get rid of this particular circle. There isn't the option yet to archive. I do wish there was the option to archive. It's going to come up here. We can actually come into settings and delete this. Apologies that it is a little slow. So we can delete that channel and it will remove it. So that's another option that you have. Yes. And I don't know where I was going somewhere with that. Oh my gosh, I think I've done too many things. I've covered a lot. So if you have questions about community, let me know. Oh, that's right. That's what I was going to say. Create a channel just for your testers. So create a new one. Just come into, where are we? Create new. So create a chat or a feed or one of each and call it testing and get people in there before you bring new members in or before you migrate your community from somewhere else. Just so you can see, you can get people to do things, respond, send messages to each other, you know, add attachments and get an idea of the lay of the land, maybe even host a live event amongst yourself so you can see how it works. The other thing to do is 100% become a member if you are not already of the Kajabi Insiders community. That is Kajabi's community for communities. A little bit meta. There is a lot of fantastic training from the Kajabi team and from members of the Kajabi community where you can learn more about what makes a great community, how you can onboard people, how you can set yourself up for success, little tips and tricks. You can also see examples of other people's communities, which I find is a really fantastic way to get ideas. I've had a fireside chat with Colette from the communities team, and one of the things that I remember her saying is that they get so many different requests from so many people about things that people want, like features to add to the communities app. And one of the things they did not expect is the complete and total variety of use cases and different ways that people are actually using their community, which is a good thing, but it also can be a challenge from, you know, that design perspective. But that's where it's fantastic for you to go in and see some of those examples, because maybe it's going to spark an idea in you of how you can do something. Someone might share a way that they've set it up. They might share something that they are doing, naming conventions, so many different things. You might be like, oh, that's so cool. It's really clever. I like how you're doing that. Sometimes it's ways to interact with people. Sometimes it's the actual settings. But yeah, become a member of Kajabi Insiders community if you are not already. Whew. Okay, That is a lot. So yes, like I said, ask some questions if you have any, and let me know if you do have a Kajabi community yourself. Maybe that is something you've already got set up, or if it is something that you're considering, let me know. I love using it. I think it's a really fantastic feature, but do just bear in mind, like I said, make sure you have the capacity for it. I hope you've enjoyed this session. Tomorrow, I'm going to be talking about all about what to do if you are scared to show up and my voice is about to go. I'm sorry. So join me again tomorrow for another episode of This Is What I Do.